Part about Henry, aside from everything, is that he doesn't get picked on at school. He is
insane.
Like everybody loves him. And then like when they're picking up, like even when they pick on little Jacob Tremblay, his classmates are picking on him and they're like, no. And Henry's like, stop or whatever. And the kid's like, well, sorry, Henry, but he just sucks. You're great. He's nothing. I'm like, the second this kid gets up and corrects the previous kid's presentation, he is getting egged. Like, I don't know. At best, like you get shoved into so many lockers by telling people their presentation sucked and yours is so great.
But you're forgetting we're talking about angelic, perfect kid genius Henry. This kid's fucking bulletproof, man, except when it comes to brain tumors, apparently. But everything else,
a problem. Yeah, that's
Steve,
an issue right there.
Underselling that bullying scene because he's a little douchebag. At least you're smart. He's a nothing. He's a nothing. He's a nothing. They're chanting, he's a nothing. And I just thought it was amazing.
That's a tough one to live down in grade schools. Everyone calling you a nothing.
Yeah.
Once you're dead, he's going to have nothing. Oh, wait, did I ruin it? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
But that scene actually happens after a few quick ones, like where we go. She picks him up from school. But we do see their fucking $1 million treehouse.
Well, he's also trading some stocks, Eric. He's on the phone. He's just given the born into a bull market. Isn't that fucking great?
It's the benefit of being born into a bull market, you see, money investor.
And what I hate about this is like how the script like hides what he's done for her for no reason. It's all this like,
come on, mom, you don't have to work anymore. You know that. Why do you work at the shitty diner? Why don't you get a new car?
And it's like not till the ass end of this movie that Bobby Moynihan's character opens this woman's mail and is like, you have $680,000 in some financial account or whatever. And it's like, why doesn't that shit kind of front load the movie?
Yeah.
You got narration from this little turd like, I made a bunch of investments and now our family's cushy because our shitty dad left.
Can kids even legally do these trades? I know the E-Trade baby was trying to mainstream it.
No, yeah. I don't think so. I think the E-Trade baby lied to you, Eric.
Okay.
Because I guess that's the weird part too. Like when he buys all this stuff later on, he's like, Bob, don't worry, I bought you a car. I'm like, where's his fake documentation? Where is
I got it right. I got the whole solution right here.
Okay.
Credit card, you got it. We just don't see all the scenes of him fooling adults over the phone.
Got it.
That's the thing. I just need him to meet, like, he needs to meet a scumbag. Like, I know hey, kid, could I help you out? Here's $500. I just need you to buy me a car. You give me a fake passport and just like a list of like five things. And he's like, you got it, kid. Could you also get me a bottle of cognac to go with it?
Hey, derelict Bill. All right, here's $1,000. I want you to invest in these T-bills and then this one. And don't buy any more of that crack rock, derelict Bill.
Oh, no, derelict Bill's not around. I'm going to go to Crazy Ralph. Hey, Crazy Ralph, can you make some investments for me?
Little Henry, you got a death curse on you, boy. Not long for this world, death curse.
Oh, you're so crazy, Ralph. Oh, yeah, we love you, don't we?
So, yeah, they got this big-ass fucking treehouse that sucks. You need to be like, Dad built this before he left or something, because how are these kids putting this
Henry
together?
Henry did it. And Henry also built this massive Pee-wee's Playhouse-style machine that frosts cookies or something. What the most useless piece of shit invention I've ever seen.
Like,
well, because that's the weird part, and I think that's sort of where the screenplay is supposed to be fun, is like, wow, he's such a genius, but he's got the heart of a child, doesn't he? He made this big machine. It's just gonna frost some cupcakes or something, because kids like sweets.
Yeah, that's so fun. That's
they're
a
so
fun
creative
detail.
They're fun. They're kids. They're so creative.
And you see how he's nice to his younger brother, Peter, right? Because he's doing all this big, important work in the treehouse, but he also has time to do the cupcake machines. Like, that's for Peter. He says, like, Peter wants to build something. He's, what do you want to build, Peter? I want
want to build a flying trampoline. He's like, nice to him. You know, he's not like, that's bullshit. You are nothing. That bully was right. Like,
he should say that.
He should, but he does not because he's a decent brother. I thought what was going to happen here, by the way, we get this scene where Naomi's like, hey, sit in this bath by yourself and count out the state capitals while I go downstairs and game for a while. And I knew, like, just from the way folks have talked about the movie, I was like, something happens in the movie. And I was like, this old kid's going to drown in the tub. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Call out the state capitals. The most useless knowledge you'll ever have. You don't need to know a single one of those.
Albany, New York. And then
mom, do you still hear it? Yeah, I hear him doing it. He's doing it. Just please. Just
achievement unlocked. I hate the way Henry talks to his mother. It sounds like he's dating her for some of this.
Yes. Yes. Like,
when did you get this young engineer award, Henry? No big deal, babe. I mean, that's the vibe of this movie.
You should never, ever hit a child. Ever, ever.
Or hit on one either.
This kid should get shoved. Just a quick shove. Yeah. By the mom, like when he's just like, you shouldn't be gaming, actually. He's like, really, mom, the video games again? And she's like, shut the flying fuck up, man. I just took a gummy. This is hitting in just right. Gears of War with the gummy. It's a great time.
And you know, they thought it was going to be so genius because they're like, usually it's the little kids that want the video game and the mom. Says Henry's line is usually the mom's line. You see,
you see what we're doing here.
Well, I think there it comes a little later. But the thing that tells me that they had no idea what they were doing here was when he says, "I prefer to be called precocious." And I'm you know, they just didn't get it. Like, you're just like, oh, we don't want that. Nobody wants that. It fucking sucks every time.
I prefer to be called services at 10 a.m. Please send flowers.
I prefer to be called mass card. Thank you very much.
dust in the wind.
This haunting breakfast we're treated to when he comes down the stairs. He's like, work is no longer necessary, mother. And then Peter's dumping all the maple syrup on his waffles. It's disgusting.
She's like an aspiring children's book author, I guess is the idea. Like,
just barely, but
That's sort of, because that also should be like the end of the movie. It's like, and I published my book, kids. How about that, dude?
Thank you. It absolutely has to end with this because we're inundated with like two or three fake books that Naomi has, like, you know, the character has written here. And again, it's like that. You don't have to work, so why don't you stay home and work on your children's books instead of taking this greasy spoon
job? Is what I thought the Book of Henry was going to be. It was like, dear mom, I'm dead now, but I know you were always too stupid to write a book. Here's one you could publish as your own.
Ooh, then it becomes like that Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, this is like so much, what do you call it there? It's the sort of the deep misogyny of this movie is the mother's stupid as fucking dirt. Yeah. Sarah Silverman's a fucking fall down drunk, and the little girl can't say a word about her, cannot fix her own problem, can't go to an adult, doesn't like.
I'll give you the adults. Let's not chastise the kids for not doing anything about the abuse they're getting at home.
Let's dial that back a little bit. But it's just how she's portrayed. Like, she does not.
Yeah.
It's not even like if she went to Henry and was like, not even asking for help, but like, it's if she had dialogue is what I'm getting at. If this girl said a word.
You need her to have a conversation with Henry at one point that she alludes to what is going on versus what happens in the movie, which is this dude is essentially surveilling her for who knows how long, gathering evidence against, you guessed it, Dean Norris as the stepdad, Glenn Sickleman.
Who's also the commissioner of the police, apparently, or something.
Yeah.
So he's protected on high.
A brother to the fucking head of CPS, too. This guy.
Nice.
Were they cooking this up together? Like, all right, one day.
Must have been.
I'm going to be the head of the police, and you're going to be the head of the CPS, it's going to be good for us, brother. Yes.
Your sister's the mayor.
That, all right, because the Weinstein brothers already figured out the whole Miramax scheme. We can't do that. Okay. We'll do this. We'll do the small town one where I'm the head of the police and you're the head of the CPS. Next time we'll do Miramax.
Henry does try to go through proper channels, but he arrives at the conclusion that this little girl's life would be better if she was abused, and then she also had to walk in on her stepfather's brain salad on the floor.
I just don't understand why. if this kid is such a genius, mm-hmm. right? Mm. Like, why do we need this elaborate plan as opposed to, like, this elaborate plan to kill him?
Sure.
Right? Like, right. we learn later, like, Henry has assessed all outcomes, much like Doctor Strange. He yep. looked at 4 million possibilities, and in this one is the only one in where this works. Dean Norris has to die. Like, why can't he figure out a way to frame him or, like, get video evidence of the abuse or something? It, just the fact that this screenplay is straight to he has to be hilariously sniped in the woods. Outrageous. Mm-hmm.
The blood must flow, mother. No, that won't do. That won't do at all. Blood for blood and by the gallons.
I told Satan I would bring him souls.
Satan's souls, dude. Yes. Well, you got it, dude. You got to meet that Satan souls quota, you see.
Oh, Bob, yes. I take care of everything here. Yes. Hello, Tiny Coffin Warehouse. Yeah, it's Henry. what are we talking? So I'm about, you know, I'm 11. I'm about 4'3". What are we talking here, Tiny Coffin wise? That's too expensive.
Mom, I'm getting cremated. It's cheaper.
Just put it in a shoebox or some shit. It's fine.
It's in the folder under C, stupid. Cremation. Understand it.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.